Welcome to the Juggernaut List Building Podcast. Here's your host, John S. Rhodes.
Okay, well, welcome once again to the John S. Rhodes List Building Podcast. Woohoo! Here is my bold promise for you. In this list building hop, skip, jump, and kick around, let's play some kickball here. I'm going to tell you who really matters on your email list. Whether you're just getting started or you already have an email list, there is a specific person, a type of person that you need to focus on, that you need to get more of on your list. Now, here's the overview, the agenda for today of this bold promise. I've got to smack you upside the head, just like crazy Uncle Jim hitting me when I was 8 years old. Okay, just kidding. He didn't smack me around when I was eight. It was seven. Okay, maybe that's nuts. Listen, seriously, there is also a very special way to get these exact people on your list. This will be revealed to you. I'll pull back the curtain, right? Wizard of Oz, look behind, you'll see. I'm going to be very crystal clear, obvious, and my reasons will dazzle you. Now, a quick story to really get the show on the road here. Listen, my very first attempts to build my email list were all about giving away my very best content. I've got some great stuff. I'm going to give you either a taste of it or I'm going to give you all the content. And giving away stuff seemed to make sense to me. And you give that stuff away, and in return, you get an email address. Makes sense. Boom. Proven model, right? And that's what they said. This is back in the day. This is years ago. I've been at this for more than 10 years. So back then, I'm looking at this saying, of course this makes sense. Boom. Give stuff away. It makes sense. And this is what seduced me. And my bulging biceps and very strong legs. What it was the law of reciprocation. The law of reciprocation. Maybe you haven't heard of that before. Now, stop thinking about my body. Start thinking about give and take. Start thinking about tit for tat and how it works, and that it does actually work in the real world. When you do something for someone else, they feel more inclined to do it back for you or do something back for you. We all kind of keep a mental ledger, right? Sort of a balance sheet. I've done this for Joe. Therefore, in the future, Joe will pay me back. Reciprocity, okay? Reciprocity, tit for tat. I give, you give me back. I give you, you give me back. Sometimes it's a little lopsided. Sometimes we don't always expect something back. But the way that humans operate, we do expect something back. Or it's just sort of baked in and it happens with the relationships, whether it's friends, whether it is the boss, whether it's employees of yours, people you're outsourcing to, it doesn't matter. Reciprocity. Now, then it hit me. Now, I was in the game. I'm playing along and it hit me. Free for free. Free for free. Think about you giving something to someone else and them giving you their email. Yeah, the email is valuable, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's not. And this equation, this mathematical equation went through my brain. Free plus free equals free, or free for free equals free. If I'm giving something away for free, they're freely giving me their email, which they treat as being free, and therefore I've got an email list that's free. How good is that? And I kind of twisted that in my brain and I thought, listen, once a freebie seeker, always a freebie seeker. Once a freebie seeker, always a freebie seeker. That means there's no money. Not literally, but damn, you got to sell like the devil to those people who are freebie seekers just to eke out a few bucks. And that sucks, that blows, and that stinks in my world. I don't like free plus free equaling free in a business. As an entrepreneur, that doesn't make any sense. And man, with a podcast, with audio, you gotta use visuals, right? That's weird. End of sidebar. Listen, the answer, my smoking hot friend, is that we must mostly, and really almost entirely in some cases, we must ignore free people. And we must go for the throat like bloodthirsty capitalists. We must target buyers and buyer behavior and buyer intent and get those buyers onto our list. People with money, people who buy products and services, people who understand value. people who understand value, your value as a human being and the value that you produce and put out into the world. If they don't understand value and don't appreciate value, why the hell would they give you money? And if you're not making money, you don't have a business. Unless you want to go out of business, you can have a business for a while, but then you're going to sink under, right? The ship is going to sink. Hello, Titanic. Now, you don't want people to give you money, and you don't want people to give you respect, right? Holy no, absolutely not. You want money and you want respect, not the opposite of that. And the way that you get money and the way that you get respect with an email list, hello, again, is you get a sale. Sales create relationships. Sales equal relationships. Beautiful. People love you when they give you money. They love you more when they give you money. They love you, your product, and your value. They will trade their hard-earned money to get a piece of you, to get a piece of what you're offering up, to get what magic you are putting into the world. It is pure magic that you are creating. And if you're not, maybe you ought to reconsider what you're doing and what you're offering up. That's where profit comes from. Profit is magic. Magic is profit. It truly is. And it's fun to think that way. You need to be thinking, speaking of thinking in your mind, you need to be thinking about money getting opportunities and products and services that you can provide. You collect the money, and guess what happens when you collect the money in a properly set up and constructed situation? When you collect money, you are also collecting the lead. You're getting that person onto your email list, onto your list, right? If you have their physical address, booyah, that's great too. And that is simple. Collecting money, collect the lead. It is a buyer lead. How simple can that be? To hell with free when you realize just how important it is to have someone on your list who has given you money and loves you, and they've proven it by handing over hard-earned money. They've put their blood, sweat, and tears into whatever, their job, their business, whatever. Who gives? Who cares? They've taken that money and they've put it into you and your life. They love you. Now, the best way to get buyers, sell them something immediately, as soon as possible, to the best of your ability, aggressively, but ethically. Use a $1 trial with a 7-day follow-up and then charge them more after that, or maybe a 14-day trial, 30-day trial. Put an outrageous guarantee in place. The fallback is free, but immediately put an offer in front of them. When I say the fallback is free, is you can still provide something to someone for free, but then as soon as they're on your list, immediately put an offer in their face. Immediately give them an opportunity to show that they love you by handing over some cash. Otherwise, they're just freebie seekers and they don't enhance your life. The only exception to this is if the freebie seekers are in turn are telling other people who might be freebie seekers, but also buyers, about you and your products. Do you understand? So you could be doing something on social media where people are liking and sharing and talking about you, free word of mouth, but the people that they are connected to, these sneezers, hopefully, these people who can actually spread the word and the value of you and what you have to offer, if those are freebie seekers, that's okay, as long as they in turn are reaching people who will buy. You need people who are buying from you. Otherwise, you are dead. You are murdered. Your money's murdered. Your business is murdered. You need to have people who are buyers on your list. If you have 1,000 freebie seekers, people who haven't bought a damn thing and they're on your list, versus my one person who has spent just $7, I win. I have a list of one person who has spent $7. You have a list of 1,000 who have spent nothing on you. I win because I've got $7 more than you. No offense. And that's not quite right. There are some nuances here, but I'm making a strong point to smash you in the jaw so you do not forget this, that you focus on the right people so that you survive, damn it, and you grow. Now, the best way, here's what's beautiful out of all this, right? I'm being pretty aggressive today. It's fun. I hope you don't mind, right? Listen, the best way to establish a relationship with your list, the almighty relationship. I want to build a relationship with my list. give them more free stuff? Do you think that that makes sense? No, by God, sell them stuff. Sell them more stuff. And if they haven't bought, by God, sell them something. Put something in front of them so there's an opportunity for them to show their love through a purchase. I'm not talking like literal love, like, hey, let's snuggle up and spoon and anything like that. I'm talking about recognizing you, your value, and what magic you're putting into the world. And you should be putting something in front of them in some way, every single day you can. Sell, sell, and sell more. Now, this might seem hyper, over the top, crazy aggressive. I realize that. Trust me. I realize just how aggressive that this might seem. And I'm kind of spicy and saucy today, right? Sprinkle a little salt and pepper on me. right. Crazy, right? Listen, here's why this is awesome. Here's why it's ethical and the right thing to do. And it's just lovely. It's beautiful. It's delicious. It's delightful. Here's why. Because it is your moral duty, your moral responsibility, damn it. And I mean this. You must share your best material and your greatest value with the world. You must share your magic. Isn't that why you're thinking about going into business or why you are in business? Isn't this why you do what you do? Yeah, sure, it's about the money getting, right? Being that bloodthirsty capitalist, making money, taking care of the kids, taking care of the, you know, parents, grandparents, retirement, days on the beach. I get that. That's the money. That's the side effect. But the real core, things like your legacy, okay? Those things, contribution to the world, meaning, the reason to get out of the bed every single day, to get through the dip, to make it through the hard times. It's about the best that you've got, having an impact in the world, putting a dent in the universe, right? Steve Jobs, right? That's what it's about. Therefore, back to the words I used before, the words matter. Moral duty, moral responsibility. If you've got something that the world needs, if you've created something that would make the world or does make the world a brighter, more wonderful place, you got to do this. You got to sell, 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 market and sell, market and sell. And there's a difference. That's a topic for another day. I bet you can't wait to hear that on the John S. Rhodes podcast. Now, listen. If you sell crappy products, damn you to hell. If you sell crappy products, this makes no sense and everything breaks. The mathematics, right? The karmic, right? Karma comes around, goes around, right? It breaks. If you sell crap, it's going to come around to you and there's no point in even starting. There's no point, right? You're going to burn in entrepreneurial hell. That's the way that it is. One more thing, just to be extremely clear, and I want to be more than clear, dead nuts obvious. Free doesn't cut it because other human beings don't appreciate free. They don't really take action on free. Even if they give you their email address and they download it, they don't take action on it. I don't really, you don't really. The same type of action, even if action is taken, isn't the same. It's a different flavor, different type, different style of action, if action is even taken. In general, the rule of thumb is, if it's free, you don't give a rat's behind about it. You don't give a rat's about it. You just don't. Free is dirt. Free is day old dog crap on the side of the road that your neighbor didn't clean up and it disgusts you. That's how, right, visceral, in your face. I love podcast. I love audio because I have to create these pictures, smack you in the nose, slap you about the head and shoulders because it's the only way to break through and make sure that this stuff is firmly planted in your mind. Free is almost evil. Free, in the sense of list building, is almost evil and should only be used as a last resort. Okay? Strong emphasis here so you can put it all together in your own mind, your own way for your own business. Now, if I didn't convince you, you're probably a lost soul. And I'm sorry that you might suffer. I really am. Then again, maybe I've given you the truth in such a way that you can get to where you need to be and actually grow a business and grow your list with buyers. If you have buyers on your list, you do then have the chance to have the deck stacked in your favor, to have better chances, better opportunities, more luck, Where's this luck come from? Buyers on your list, not freebie seekers. You're going to be more lucky. I say it in quotes. Imagine me with my little quote, right? Air quotes for you. You can do your own air quotes. Come on. Come along and do it with me. Air quotes, right? It's the deal. It's the dealio. That's the way that this works. Again, I'm sorry you might suffer. I hope I've given you the truth in a way that's broken right through. And I hope you feel it in your bones and your blood. And now you know that you need to go after these buyers, these very, very good people, these buyers. You need to have them on your list. It can save you, your business, your family, it can save your accounts, checking account, business account, PayPal account, merchant accounts. This is where it comes from. The list is nothing without money flowing in. You get more money flowing in with a list of buyers. Okay. So in our next session together, I think I'm going to tell you about the importance of radical selection, and the sweet spot of any email list, or really any other type of list for that matter, I suppose. Radical selection, it's an absolute game changer. You're going to have to tune in, download it, check it out, listen again, read about it, connect with me in really cool ways. I'm going to be kicking you in the tender vittles so that you can learn a certain type of patience that's related to radical selection. Crazy patience, radical selection. Who would have thought that a podcast about email list building would have this kind of meat and potatoes? Now that's money, baby. That's how this works. The meat and potatoes, what happens behind what happens is what happens. You have to wrap your brain around that. Rewind, listen, right? Important. Now, share this message with other people. Share the ideas. Just give me a little bit of credit. Word of mouth, right? Write stuff up. Buy stuff from me. Go figure out how to buy stuff from me. Fingers on the keyboard when you get a chance. Use your thumb. Clicky, clicky, clicky. And buy stuff to make this even better for you and I so we can get closer and the conversation gets that much better. So you have access, especially to Juggernaut United. Juggernaut United. Or just tell folks about the list building juggernaut. That's me. All right. Jolly good. Right. Tell everyone about the John S. Rhodes List Building Podcast. Signing off. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to the Juggernaut List Building Podcast, brought to you by John S. Rhodes. Visit johnsrhodes.com to follow the podcast and find out more.